Liebe Zuschauer,
dear viewers, dear listeners, a very warm welcome to the second part of our program series on the topic, The Speaking All Unity, the Word of the Universal Creator Spirit. We will be reading from a book with the same title. It is a cosmic work of teaching and learning from the School of the Divine Wisdom, which developed from round table discussions with Gabriella, the prophetess and emissary of God in our time. These conversations were recorded and, as far as it was possible for us, compiled into this book. Until now, briefly expressed, we have heard, among other things, about the unity of creation, and that everything from the smallest to the largest stems from a cosmic order that has its origin in the all-intelligence of God. Today, we continue reading the following. We human beings are still far behind in our understanding and acknowledgement of these divine spiritual correlations. No one is born a master. We are all learning. If you like, learn along with us. Dear fellow people, so we will continue learning and open our book to the next chapter with the following title, The Makeup of the Core of Being in the Eternal's Cradle of Drawing and Creating.
The eternal core of being develops in God's cradle of drawing, that is, of creating. For better understanding, we could say that the cradle of drawing and creating is the divine birth body, in which the fine material, the ethereal spiritual body of the divine beings develops. In the first basic power of the principle of drawing and creating, order, also called primordial power, the eternal, the father-mother principle, the love, respirates a certain fine material kind of atom, in which the complete development to the filiation of God, to a matured spirit being, is inherent. The mentality of the developing spirit child, the spirit being, its name, and in which spirit family the spirit child will be born, all colors, forms, and fragrances of the being are active in his let there be. The process of becoming and maturing to a spiritual child takes place in rhythms, which are set in cycles.
In the first basic power, also called primordial power, in order, minerals begin to form, viewed energetically, which develop further in rhythms until they have developed, that is, opened up, all spiritual mineral forms within themselves. In each matured mineral substance, a spiritual germination takes place, which, in rhythms of evolution, forms into spiritual particles. Once all the spiritual mineral forms have completed their development, respirated by God, the germinating life begins to take on more and more form. In a mighty energetic wave of light ether, the All-Spirit, the Creator Spirit, carries the completed mineral forms to the next higher formation into the plant kingdom, into the second basic or primordial power of the Creator, into that of will. In the second basic power, the plant kingdom builds up, again in rhythms, in God's cradle of drawing, that is, of creation, plant consciousness by plant consciousness. This is growth, that is, evolution and maturity.
Once the entire cosmic power of will, the second primordial power, has developed in all plant species in which the mineral substances are present, then these are set in turn in more spiritual particles and, as in the mineral kingdoms, raised by an energetic wave of light ether by the All Spirit into the realm of the animal world. In the third basic power, the primordial power of divine wisdom, the energetic development continues. Very gradually, likewise in rhythms, which are set in cycles, all the ethereal substances and powers of the whole animal world develop. Once the animal species, which of course are ethereal and were respirated by the Creator God, the All Spirit, have completely gone through the animal kingdom and have absorbed all substances and powers of the third primordial power, then the particles of all animal substances are assigned to the existing spiritual particles of minerals and plants.
In this way, very gradually and in unimaginable cycles, the divine ethereal core of being develops, which we have heard and will still hear about. It is the all essence of the eternal being. On the last step of evolution, the fourth basic power, that is primordial power, that of the divine earnestness, the development, that is, formation, begins into a nature form, a nature being. Once all the steps of evolution have been completed, then the filiation of God begins to take effect in the fully developed nature being. At the end of the last step of evolution, the level of divine earnestness, the fourth basic power or primordial power, the small being, imprinted by nature, is led to the spiritual birth of filiation, kindness, love, and gentleness to the Father-Mother principle. It is then raised by a spiritual dual pair to a divine child. How does this take place? We continue reading about this in our book to the program. Predetermined by the Father-Mother God, a divine dual pair, the giving and receiving principle, we would say the male and female principle, together form a mighty, magnetic, energetic cocoon. It is the cocoon for receiving a matured nature being from God's cradle of creation that corresponds to the mentality of the dual pair. The ethereal magnetic cocoon of the dual pair attracts that being that corresponds to its mentality and receives it into its magnetic, energetic cocoon. Very gradually, the energetic radiation flows into the small being. The radiation of the cocoon, kindness, love, and gentleness, brings about the transformation of the nature being to a spirit child. Once it has taken in the whole energetic radiation, then it has matured into the spirit child, the dual pair. We would say the parent couple is totally and completely one with its spirit child. And the spirit child is one with the dual pair, its spiritual parents, as well as with the entire extended family in God, the Father, Mother, God.
The spirit child of the dual pair now bears within the pulsating divine primordial heart of all four basic powers, all four primordial powers, and the three attribute powers, the filiation attributes of kindness, love, and gentleness. All in all, the core of being of the being. In the spiritual family, the spirit child matures into the complete spirit being by once more activating, bit by bit, as spirit child, all four natures of the four divine planes of development, and at the same time brings to completion the three attributes of kindness, love, and gentleness as the all communication. Once the spirit child has attained the maturity of the complete, fully trained spirit being, then all energetic powers are active in it. They are the completed basic powers, the nature powers, the primordial powers of the being, and the completed attribute powers, the filiation attributes. This means the activated all communication of infinity to all beings and life forms, to all suns and planets. All in all, it is the eternal spirit, the inexhaustible light ether that draws and creates. As in all divine beings, the completed basic powers in the now matured spirit being form the cosmic primordial heart. It is the core of being of infinity. Once the spirit child has matured into the complete spirit being, then the core of being and the spirit being is cosmically light complete, like a perfectly cut and polished diamond.
Dear fellow people, we hear again and again the words that say, the word of the Creator Spirit in all and in all things. Perhaps we may be asking ourselves, how can this be? How can we understand this? The following explanation gives information under the title, the paramount primordial power, God, the cosmic law word of the all, in all and in all things. We now read the following. The core of being is thus the cosmic primordial heart of each divine being. God is the paramount primordial power, the love in kindness and gentleness, whereby love is the highest source of light of the being. The love and humility in the love, kindness, and gentleness are the highest pulsating energy in the atoms of the light ether, which, through his four powers of drawing and creating, draws from the light ether and creates formative life. The paramount primordial power is the All Law, which consists of the seven basic pillars that, in all atoms of light ether, are set in five powers. The highest pulsating primordial nucleus of each spiritual atom is the love, kindness, and gentleness. The four elemental powers, order, will, wisdom, and earnestness, revolve around the primordial all power, the primordial nucleus. Without the highest power of light, the love, which is effective in all things, there is no life and no spiritual shaping. The love for God and neighbor is the key to eternal life, to peace, to harmony, and to the consonance of all universal powers.
In der ganzen Unendlichkeit.
Thus, in the whole of infinity, the paramount primordial power, the All Spirit, is active in all his creation powers, for instance, in the mineral, plant, and animal kingdoms, and via the three filiation attributes, kindness, love, and gentleness, in every divine being.
In jedem göttlichen Wesen.
It is the all principle of sending and receiving. The incorruptible core of being, the essence of the seven basic powers, that is, law powers of God, is also in the very basis of the soul of the discarnate souls and in the soul of every human being. As already mentioned, it is the four nature powers, that is, the drawing and creating powers of order, will, wisdom, earnestness, and the three filiation powers of kindness, love, and gentleness. It is the all-law of the being. God, the eternal, the all-intelligence, is thus in all and in all things, as well as in all suns, in all planets. In all the powers of infinity is the life, God. And so the eternal Creator is omnipresent in His creation.
God, the Eternal, the All Spirit of infinity, is the Word of the All, in all and in all things. All life forms and all divine beings, spirit beings, are in constant communication with their Creator God in all and in all things. And the Creator God is in communication with His all creation. All divine beings, all pure life forms, are connected with their Creator and hear His word, the life, which is the all law. Man could likewise hear the word of the Creator God, just as all other forms of being in infinity, the word of the God Father Mother, because in its very basis, the soul is a spirit being from God, the Father Mother God. However, man receives the word of the All-Unity solely from the All-Heart, the primordial heart, the core of being in the very basis of his soul. How often we hear God in us, the communicative bridge to all life forms up to the kingdom of God and ultimately to the Father, Mother God in us, is and remains the core of being that consists of the three filiation attributes and the four primordial powers. If in his life of sensations, feelings and thoughts, in all his behavior patterns, the person has built the bridge to God in himself, to the core of being, to the primordial heart, to the law of the universal being, then he hears the Father, Mother, God, who is the life of his child, and he also hears the divine life forms, the all law in all and in all things, the cosmic being. That is all unity. That is community. That is the true community spirit and the true community life.
Let it be repeated, for repetitions are given for learning. They serve to make it easier to remember. When a person fulfills the principles of the laws of inner life, step by step, he matures toward the pure community of life. Only then is it possible for him to receive the word of the Creator, of the All-Spirit, the All-Unity, in his mother tongue, which, even though it is three-dimensionally shaped, transmits the word in pictures and thoughts. via the core of being of the soul, that is, God in us, we human beings can hear the word of the All One, who, in all of infinity, in the smallest particle of the being, is the law word. God is love and humility. He is in the smallest, and the smallest in the all is in the great whole. His all word, the law word, is always present. Solely through selfless serving love for God and neighbor, by helping and serving in devotion to God, do we human beings experience what all unity means.
Deep in the very basis of our soul, we bear the sonship and daughtership of God. For the individual, this raises the question, where do I, the person, stand? How often we say, I want to grow closer to God, or I would like to experience the light of love in me. But it is not alone thinking, I want, or I would like to. So that we human beings again become what we are in the very basis of our soul, beings in God. We have to set out on the path to live the all-law, the all-unity of the being, step by step, and to fulfill it in daily life. Dear fellow people, perhaps many a one may be asking, where should I begin? What steps will lead me to the life? How can I build the bridge to the core of being? In our book, we read the following to this. The first step to life would be, and is, to build the bridge to our true being, which means to fulfill the Ten Commandments of God. The second step, to draw closer to the core of being, God in us, is to live the Sermon on the Mount of Jesus. The third step is respect, cherish and love the innermost of the soul of every person, for he is your brother, your sister, from the eternal homeland, from the divine community, and love the life in the mineral, in every plant, in every animal. Love the all life, just as you want to be loved yourself. Learn to perceive all life forms, the whole Mother Earth, as a part of you, because God's word is the word of creation, which says, I am the I am, the love for God and neighbor. All life forms are part of the love for neighbor, including the Mother Earth, as well as the ethereal power in the four elements, fire, water, earth, and air.
As stated, man thinks and says, if God is the creator of all being, in all and in all things, in the whole of infinity, the law word, then I want to hear him, the creator. But with the I want, the inner wisdom, the all-being, has never revealed itself. The I am the I am. Only when we put the principles of the laws that are found in the Ten Commandments of God and in the Sermon on the Mount of Jesus into practice step by step, do we gradually begin to understand what love for God and neighbor means. It is not in talking about what should be done that the Spirit of God works, but instead, we create the bridge to the All Word, to the All Unity of Life, which is love, through the just deed. God, the All Spirit, the drawing and creating all law, does not sit back and do nothing, and with this mean, do it. God, the Father, Mother, God, is the power of the deed in all and all things. Through Him and in Him, the creation of being is in unstoppable motion.
Only when we have found the root of the true life and have become humble, without the echo of the ego which says, I am my own best friend, do we experience what it means that God is close to us and His Word is omnipresent. Only then do we grasp and experience in ourselves that everything, absolutely everything, is contained in the divine core of being, in the primordial heart of the being, and that solely by way of the core of being is the true communicative all life possible, the all unity, the word of infinity and of the infinite. How did the little prince say it? One sees clearly only with the heart, but one also hears clearly only with the heart. One hears clearly through the heart of life, through the incorruptible core of being, God, for in Him and out of Him speaks the community of all life forms and of all divine beings. All of infinity is filled with His Word, for God, the Eternal, is in all and in all things. Dear fellow people, many of you will most likely, very logically think, why have most people lost the respect and the appreciation for life? Because man thinks too little about life after this life. Let's think about this now. We human beings are merely temporarily wayfarers on this earth. When the time has come for us, then we discard our physical body, but our life goes on. After the death of our body, we have a finer material body, which we call soul. The soul is also on a journey until it again lives and is active as a divine being, a spirit being in the kingdom of God, in the eternal homeland, in its original being. In the kingdom of God, we are fine material beings, spirit beings out of the primordial substance, the light ether, the eternal law, God, the All One. God is our eternal Father, who in the eternal core of being, in our primordial heart, is also Mother. The inextinguishable core of being is the all law of the love for God and neighbor.
For better understanding, the physical body is coarse material, transformed down and reversed, that is, drawn into the negative, light ether. The soul is finer material, light ether. As long as the soul is burdened, it may very well be of finer substance, but not fine material. The divine beings, the spirit beings, all divine life forms, all suns and planets of the eternal kingdom of God are fine material. They are pure, exponentiated light ether. God, our Heavenly Father, made His sons and daughters heirs to infinity. Every spirit being is an equal heir to the eternal being, to the cosmic ethereal energies of the kingdom of God. This is why the spiritual body of every divine being is compressed eternal ethereal law, that is, light ether. The spirit being is not God, thus not omnipresent. However, as spirit being, it can be present in all of infinity through the all inheritance.
Gott, der Ewige, der Vater aller seiner Kinder.
With his spirit, God, the eternal, the father of all his children, remains the all-streaming law power, the omnipresence, which means that his spirit is the life in all and in all things. The homeland of the divine beings is the kingdom of God, the infinity, by virtue of the core of being, of the law of love for God and neighbor, which is cosmic freedom. Jesus of Nazareth essentially taught us, the kingdom of God is within, in you. With cosmic freedom is not meant that freedom that people advocate when they say, I want to be free, or I am free. Divine beings are free because they are heirs to infinity and are one with infinity, with the kingdom of God. The divine principle of inheritance, the all unity, is link and be, which means to be linked with everything pure and with all and all being. Through this, they, the spirit beings, are present, but not omnipresent. This is the all-encompassing heritage of every divine being.
In the roundtable discussions, Gabriela gave us an understanding of the descriptions of her inner visions, insofar as this is possible with three-dimensional words. With this, the aforementioned crack in the door opened up more and conveyed to us insight into the kingdom of God and the life of the divine beings in the eternal being. To this we read, the primordial image of the creation of being. Dear fellow people, people ask and seek for proof of whether there actually is a God. This book, the speaking all unity, the word of the universal creator spirit, is a cosmic teaching and learning book from the school of divine wisdom. In this, we want to become aware of the statement of Jesus, the kingdom of God is within, in you. With this is certainly meant the essence of the kingdom of God in us, in the very basis of our soul. The foundation of the kingdom of God is the all law, the unity. The love for God and neighbor is the basis for eternal life. Divine beings, spirit beings, are at home in the eternal being. They live and dwell in spiritual structures. Animals live with the divine beings, and plant species adorn the gardens of the being. The life is love. It is light, form, color, sound, and fragrance. Every heavenly plane has its characteristics in terms of sound, color, and form. In pre-creations, the kingdom of God, the heavenly planes with the divine beings, and the seven-dimensional gardens and life forms were the vision in the four primordial powers, the primordial image for the creation of being. According to iron laws, we call them the inner clock. A certain movement began in the four primordial powers, which also called themselves gods before the creation of being. The primordial image came into action. A clockwork, that is, a primordial point, stimulated the primordial image for the creation of the being.
Liebe Mitmenschen,
dear fellow people, very briefly, the following will indicate what the pre-creation and the creation of the being mean. It is merely a teeny, tiny look into the seven-dimensional kingdom of God, which is the homeland of the divine beings and which we are as essence in the very basis of our soul. There were several pre-creations. In the Speaking All Unity, the word of the Universal Creator Spirit, we predominantly read about the perfect creation of being, the Kingdom of God. In the pre-creations to the eternal creation of being, four God-conscious primordial powers radiated into the still unformed all, into the inexhaustible light ether. In accordance with the inner clock, the primordial image, the creation of being, unfolded itself in unimaginable cycles of eons. From the four primordial powers, an all-Godhead unfolded the paramount primordial power, the kindness, love, and gentleness, whereby the love is the highest power, the one drawing and creating primordial power, the all-God, the all-Spirit.
At first, the paramount primordial power was one particle which radiated and moved in itself. From this developed two equally radiating particles, which, in accordance with the inner clock, came more and more into movement and divided into two-thirds giving and one-third receiving. The paramount primordial power, it is the all-Godhead, the eternal, drew the four powers to itself in order to make them into his four powers of drawing and creating, which are still his four primordial powers. The Eternal's four drawing and creating powers, also called four primordial powers, have a deep significance, for after the completion of the first creation of being, the paramount authority, the all-Godhead, the all-Spirit, will in further universes raise the four primordial powers to their primordial original purpose.
The paramount primordial power, approximately two-thirds giving, one-third receiving, now began his work of creation. In a mighty course of eons, the All-One, the drawing and creating One, the All-Light of Being, the Eternal, created an ethereal primordial central star, also called primordial central sun. In the same course of eons, the One, the Infinite, the Eternal, whom we in the Western world call God, created from the light ether seven ethereal prism suns, which refracted and refract the white gold primordial light of the central star into the colors of the spectrum and radiates them into the All. Because the all-unity consciousness is the infinitely eternal law, which is equally active in infinity and is contained in all things, in each of the prism suns, the light of the other prism suns is active.
In this mighty first course of eons of his creation, God gave himself form. He, the All-One, The spirit of infinity took from the foredrawing and creating powers the substance for an ethereal embodiment, whereby the three powers primarily became active in the shaping, the three filiation attributes, kindness, love, and gentleness, so that all divine beings, his sons and daughters, can behold God Father, who is also mother to them, face to face. During this eon cycle, the All-One created his first light beings, the archangels. First, he created the first four beings, which spiritually, that is, ethereally, embodied the four primordial powers, the drawing and creating powers. Then, from the light ether, he created the three other archangels, which embody his three attribute powers, the father-mother principle. The seven archangels are the cherubs of the eternal being, which intrinsically represent the eternal law in all of infinity. This is why they are also called the law angels. From his paramount primordial power, approximately two-thirds giving and one-third receiving, he created the seraphs. In human language, this means that he created seven male and seven female principles.
In this cycle of drawing and creating, the eternal, the all-spirit, the paramount primordial power began to create four planes of development, in which he, the All-One, is active through his four primordial powers in order to create formative, ethereal life step by step. In the divine planes of development, which can also be called the divine body of birth, fine material spiritual life forms develop. The Eternal beheld the beginning of his first work of creation, and it was good. By way of his four primordial powers, the powers for shaping the filiation of God, he now began to draw and to create. Via the prism suns, the primordial light, the light ether, likewise flooded into the All, where gigantic heavenly planes formed and emerging spiritual heavenly bodies followed their pathways. This gigantic communication network of the being developed from the principle of the all unity, everything is light ether, all is contained in all and all things are in communication with all forms of being and all powers. He saw, and it was good.
During further creative eon courses, the first ethereal life forms developed, the life that formed in cycles and rhythms. The all-unity consciousness, the kingdom of God, developed out of the all-drawing and all-creating principle, of which we will read more. From his all-principle of drawing and creating, the primordial heart gradually formed the core of being, the essence of the all-law, and the essential powers of all life forms, the all-life as son and daughter of God. No matter how one wants to describe the eternal being, it remains a distorted picture which can hardly be conveyed in three-dimensional words and terms. One tries to find words for a seven-dimensional event and ultimately realizes that one revolves around the same words, even though one has put a different vision into the same words. In this cosmic work of teaching and learning, we very gradually get to know and understand our divine heritage, the essence of all being, which is alive in the very basis of our soul, the core of being, the primordial heart of eternal life. Yes, in you, in all of us, in the very basis of our soul, beats the primordial heart of being, the power and the life of our eternal homeland. Dear fellow people, with these words of the all-encompassing life, we want to close the second part of our series to the topic, the speaking all unity, the word of the universal Creator Spirit, a reading from the cosmic work of teaching and learning from the School of Divine Wisdom. In our next program, a well-read citizen of the Earth and a scientist will speak, whose explanations are also included in our book. They will stimulate us to reflect on how the Eternal is effective in matter, in his four powers of drawing, that is, of creating, so that we may grasp the nearness of God, the omnipresent spirit in matter. Dear fellow people, until next time, if you wish, greetings in God and goodbye.